The prospect of designer babies is on the agenda this week at the American Society of Gene and Cell Therapy. Leaders of the society are joining calls for a moratorium on engineering of human embryos that could grow into babies. This move follows a widely criticized experiment in China last year that apparently produced children with edited genomes. The concern is, in part, ethical, but as NPR's Richard Harris reports, biologists probably couldn't produce enhanced human beings even if they wanted to.
The idea of a designer baby stems from the idea that our genes can be tweaked to produce superior people. That's based on an outdated idea that desirable traits are governed by just a few genes. Biologists have dismissed that idea, certainly for traits like intelligence, athleticism, and beauty. Comedian John Cleese even made fun of this idea. In a video skit a decade ago, he points to a chart that supposedly shows the location of the God gene, which gives people the impression that there is meaning in the universe.
Between the gene, which we scientists now know makes us eat coconut ice cream after a fish dinner, and this gene here, which causes people with weak egos to grasp around desperately for simple explanations.
This idea of a simple connection between genes and traits held up in Gregor Mendel's garden, but the hunt for human genes associated with common traits and common diseases has mostly been a bust. For example, hundreds of studies over the years have reportedly found genes associated with schizophrenia. Matt Keller at the University of Colorado reviewed those claims.
When we look at the 20 most studied genes investigated for schizophrenia, we find basically no evidence that any of those are associated at levels that we'd expect greater than chance.
Same thing with genes reportedly linked to depression.
You could have done just as well by throwing a dart at the genome and saying, okay, we're going to look at this gene and see if it's associated with depression.
Instead, scientists are finding that thousands upon thousands of genes are associated with common diseases and common traits. Jonathan Pritchard, a Howard Hughes investigator at Stanford University, has looked into one of the most thoroughly studied traits, height.
So it quickly became clear that there's huge numbers of variants that affect height. And, we have estimated that it's probably something like 100,000 variants across the genome, so that most of the genome affects height by a small amount.
A few years ago, he suggested this and presumably other common traits are omnigenetic, meaning they involve all of our genes. If true, each gene must influence many different traits. So editing one gene will affect not only height, but who knows what else. His findings suggest our genes all work as an interconnected network. That makes our biology a challenge to understand, let alone engineer, Pritchard says.
We find nature as it is, not really as we would wish it to be.
I find the sort of end point of the omnigenic model, which is it's all such a mush we can't understand it, I find that a bit depressing.
Ewan Burney at the European Bioinformatics Institute hopes that life is governed by something more comprehensible than a fuzzy cloud of interconnections. But in any event, there's no question that complicated traits involve thousands of genes with multiple purposes.
If anybody thinks that we can understand how to change genomes to improve things, they do not have an appreciation of the lack of knowledge we have.
That said, Burney adds there is a big difference between creating a designer baby with desirable characteristics and fixing a genetic flaw.
We're much better at understanding when things break, and we call those genetic diseases.
In principle, those genetic flaws could be fixed through gene editing, but that's actually not necessary, Burney says. There's already an effective technology that's used to avoid these genetic diseases. Embryos are created outside the body, and one without the worrisome flaw is implanted. That is far less risky than editing embryos and widely regarded as ethical. Richard Harris, NPR News.